Minutes passed, and the hallways appeared to be deserted. "How much farther?" I asked as we round a corner. "Through the star room and straight through for another 100 meters. My ship is docked next to the bay you came in." I nod and we head through the doors into the star room. As we pass through, I'm captivated again, and my eyes are drawn to the stars above. As I take in the lights, a darkness slides across the ceiling, obscuring the stars as it moves. My muscles tense, and I feel a sense which I've never felt before, but which I understand immediately. The shadow descends. "Look out!" I push Rachel to the side, and the dark blur lands where she was standing. A man, perhaps 6'5" and thick, stands in front of me. His shirtless torso ripples with massive muscles the likes of which I've never seen. His hair is stark white, like an albino, but his eyes are dark, almost black. "I'm impressed. You have fast reflexes for a human." He doesn't know. "Perhaps he will survive the hunt longer than expected." I stand speechless, not knowing who this is or how powerful he is. I don't dare act or speak. The man turns his head toward Rachel. "And where are you going?" Rachel remains silent, staring at the floor. With a speed I've never seen in my life, the man backhands Rachel and sends her sliding across the floor. I stifle the urge to tackle him. "The others are on their way. I'll deal with you afterwards," he says to Rachel. The man turns his attention back toward me. "I am John, the founder of Dark Critter Colony. Tell me what you know." A 1,000 lies enter my mind, and I quickly focus on what I believe is the best scenario. I put on a show that any actor would be proud of. Quivering hands, shaky voice, shaking knees. I'm like a terrified bunny before a ravenous wolf.
I thought something strange was going on. I asked her, I begged her to tell me."
"And?"
"And she said you were hunters, that you would hunt me down with guns and kill me. I cried until she couldn't stand it anymore. She was going to get me out of here."
John chuckled and said, "Was she now?" He turns his attention back to Rachel. "And what were you planning to do after that?" Rachel doesn't answer, but I see my chance. I don't know exactly how strong I am now, but I think of trying to smash his spine. It may not kill him, but it might buy us some time. I clench my fist and prepare to thrust. With a whoosh, the doors open, and I hold my punch as 20 men enter the room. They stand at the outer fringes, and 2 walk forward. The captain and the first mate. John looks me in the eyes and holds my gaze. "Rachel told you only a half-truth," he says. "We are going to hunt you, but not with guns." I keep the charade going.
"Then, with what?"
John stands aside, allowing the captain and first mate to step closer. "With these," the captain says, pointing at his teeth, which have grown long and sharp. "Only, it won't be me, though I wish it was.